Mishnah says, "Ha'omer echtev ashuv, echtev ashuv, ein mas speakin biyado la'asos tshuva." So a person who says that I'm going to, you know, do this chait and then I'm going to do tshuva, that tshuva is not going to be effective in these cases because the person is cynically trying to take tshuva, which is really a remarkable gift. It's a chesed hamakom aleinu. It's a very profound gift, the way that Rabbeinu Yonah describes it. And they're cynically exploiting it and saying, I know, mashal ma'adav radomeh, a person who knows that their parent loves them very much, and if they get arrested, their parent is going to bail them out of jail, and says, okay, so I'm going to, misbehave in all kinds of ways. So this is very cynical. It's fascinating if you look at the Mishnah, that it's echta v'ashuv on multiple occasions, right? That maybe one of the ways of understanding the Mishnah is that this is particularly cynical because the person does it on a repeated basis. This isn't just a one-time offense, but this is a kind of an attitude that the person is developing. Similarly, echta v'yom ha-kippurim mechaper ein yom ha-kippurim mechaper, right? That if a person thinks that Yom Kippur is going to come along magically, and wipe their slate clean, when they are l'chatchila thinking about this, in terms of, okay, we know Yom Kippur is coming, so instead of saying I'm going to do as best tshuva as I can, let me get all my averos in now, right? That would be a very depressing way of thinking about the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. I don't think you could call it the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. I guess it would be the Aseres Yemei Avera if somebody really, approached it that way, because Yom Kippur is coming, so I have nothing to worry about, then Yom Kippur is not going to be, any kind of a mechaper, because a person, again, is cynically trying to exploit Yom Kippur, and it's a very special opportunity, for these purposes. And I think that this, again, is a very critical perspective about what makes tshuva so special. It really is a gift, so you can't abuse a gift. And Yom Kippur, in that way, is also a very special gift. The Rambam writes that there's a special mitzvah of doing tshuva on Yom Kippur specifically because of the opportunity for slicha and mechila, right? So that if a person doesn't have a proper relationship with that idea, a person instead says that they're, going to try to exploit the opportunities that Hashem gives them, not to serve Hashem, but for the sake of doing averos, you can imagine that would be very upsetting upstairs, right? Hashem says, I gave you these opportunities because lo nisna ha-Torah le-malachei ha-shares, that human beings are, incapable of being perfect all the time. But if somebody who takes that idea and says, why should I even try? And on the contrary, I'm going to, be machis lefanav to try to antagonize. So for that person, tshuva is not going to be effective, and Yom Kippur itself is not going to be mechaper.